This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Scott Hennon. It's the What's On Your Mind program.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Why is that diaper on your face?
It's not a diaper, it's a mask.
I know, what's it say on the front of it?
I can't see anything
we
because my glasses...
You. Can you take that thing off so we can understand you?
Glasses are all fogged up.
Of course they are.
Part by your nose there, so it
you need an exhaust. It. You need an exhaust valve on there. You're gonna pass out.
I'm afraid to die, so I put it on. I don't want to die.
Wearing a diaper.
It's not a diaper. It's the one and only mask I have. It's the one and only mask I have left. I'm down to one mask.
Why are you sounding like this today, Scott?
If you correctly guess what is on this mask, I'll give you a pair of My Pillow slippers. But don't Don't say it out loud, and it'd be a reason. I'll take it off. All right, sorry.
No, you better leave it on.
If you and a friend or you and a family member are both vaccinated, you can have dinner together wearing masks without distancing.
Okay, just so you know, you can have dinner together.
So
now.
Wait a minute now. This week, Joe Biden said we actually could have July 4th, maybe.
Yep, CDC right there. She said maybe. We can have dinner.
And she said we can have dinner together.
Isn't that nice?
Oh.
I'm so happy.
I've been having dinner together for a long time without a mask. How many penalties is that going to be?
Everybody has.
Yeah. Can you hear me better now?
Very much
better. Okay, yeah. It's for the occasion of the UND-NDSU game this weekend that I have found a mask very appropriate for tomorrow's game. My friend Tom Campbell, potato farmer extraordinaire.
Hold it up. Let me see it without saying what it is. Let me see the front.
Oh, didn't you see it?
Oh, I did.
Come on.
Oh,
why'd you miss
okay.
that?
I couldn't make
Don't
it out.
Say anything.
I'm not. I got it.
Kevin, take a picture and send it to me. He's like,
okay,
yeah,
well,
I'm not in the studio.
Send a picture to Todd, would you? Okay. And we'll put it up on social media. It'll be a reason to follow What's On Your Mind Twitter. As well as What's On Your Mind Facebook today, where you get little tidbits of the show through the show. Some people can't have the radio on when we're live, and this will kind of give you tidbits of what we're doing. So we do live blogging of What's On Your Mind at What's On Your Mind Twitter. Do we live blog at Facebook, too? What's On Your Mind Facebook or kind of?
Questions of the day.
Questions of the day. Okay, yeah. So you get other things as well. Leah Backstrom is our digital goddess here and does that so well. Senior VP of Digital, is that what your title is? I forget. I know. Digital Goddess, okay. I'd put that on your business cards. I would. I'm not sure you can say that these days. But
excellent.
And Phenomenal Young Foodie.
Yes, exactly.
She is.
Phenomenal Young Foodie.
Yeah.
I think she learned that from her dad, who's like the barbecue czar of the world.
Yes, he is. He does good work.
Exactly right. I love titles. Actually, I hate titles because when you're in radio, if you actually put what you do on a business card, it'd have to be the size of a giant poster board. You know what I mean? Here's my business card. Let me help you lift it into your wallet.
I got taught early on in radio, and it applies to any industry. Titles are meaningless unless you don't have one.
I like that. I would like to give away some MyPillow slippers today. So the first person that guesses, without cheating and looking on social media, what's on my mask, boom, you got a pair of MyPillow slippers. Also, don't tell anybody... but I didn't fill out a bracket yet for the final four, for the NCAA. Can we say March Madness on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
I forget. No, I think you can't.
Whatever.
I think, Todd, can you? Todd's a rule follower.
Or March Madness police now, too.
You just can't use it in a paid advertisement from
All right.
a client.
Is that the deal?
If you're talking about the games, then yes, you can use it.
The Super Bowl people are knocking at the door.
Yeah. Last year, last year we didn't have March Madness. That was when
we had a different form of madness in March.
Yeah, thank you. And we had, that's actually when the whole COVID thing really knocked me over the head like somebody hit me with a 2x4.
Me too.
Remember
in North Dakota, we had the high school basketball championships and we just kind of shut her down right at the end of whatever game that was on.
No, they shut it down in the middle of the tournament.
Of the game.
It was
like literally, yeah,
that was the most pathetic decision ever. I mean, come on. First of all, if there was any quote-unquote super spreading going on, the train had left the station. Everybody was at the game. They'd been playing together. I mean, oh, it's ridiculous. It's sort of like the total bureaucratic I should mince my words.
By the way, to the texter
the misguided individual. Just a second, I got to finish the story.
Okay, go ahead.
To the misguided individual who made the decision to shut down a high school basketball tournament mid game, I would say it's probably the same person that was at this year's state wrestling tournament and said, "Guys can wrestle to the, you know, darn near death. These guys, like, yeah. I mean, is there any more intimate sport than wrestling?"
Are you talking about Minnesota?
No, I'm talking about North Dakota.
Yep, no, right.
They have a state wrestling tournament. Yep. They wrestle, but when it comes to, say, who's the winner, they won't let parents go near them. They have to wear their masks. They canceled it for the public. The award ceremony, where they stand on a stand and say, "I'm first place, I'm second place, I'm third place."
I will call your North Dakota ridiculous rule and raise you Minnesota's ridiculous rule of wrestlers could wrestle without a mask, but they couldn't shake hands.
There you go.
I kid you not.
It's Minnesota.
I kid you not.
Time before
you... And basketball players had to wear masks the whole time they played.
Before you guess what's on my mask, Dean in Washburn wants to hear it. 800-228-0550. Hello, Dean. How are you?
Hey, not so bad at all. So you got a bison mask on?
I do not.
Yeah, buddy.
Why are you laughing on there, Kevin? I do not have a bison mask on.
I was hoping for one. I know. I'm right with you, Ron.
Todd, do you have the buzzer? We need the buzzer for Dean. And then you can go to the texter. Okay? Exactly.
Does Scott's mask say this mask is as worthless as Joe Biden?
That's not a bad mask. I'd probably sell a few of those if I had a few of those.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have a few.
Someone did call our local line and did guess that you had a Fighting Hawks mask.
Incorrect.
That is incorrect.
Incorrect. Not a Fighting Hawks mask.
Oh,
the winner's going to win big here.
If that, then you don't know Scott very well. He would never wear one of those in a million years.
No, it's the name of a team I love.
Mask.
I just can't say it. I have this speech impediment that I say Fighting Hawks. It's like something gets caught in my throat. So I struggle with that, guys. I don't know.
Speech impediment.
Yeah, it's just a thing.
It's like liar, liar, trying to call the pen blue.
Yeah.
You can't say the word hawks. Oh, that's like one of the easiest words to say,
fighting.
But you can't say it.
Don't make fun of my speech impediment. You people that are so mean, you make fun of Joe Biden. Man. Yeah, exactly right. What else? Oh, so anyway, if you send me your bracket... That's another way you can win the MyPillow slippers today. Send me your back bracket, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. We'll get to me quickest. All right, Brad, where's Brad?
Brad, where are you calling from?
I'm on I-94 between Fargo and West Fargo.
God bless you for listening to What's on Your Mind while you're on the road. We appreciate that, Brad. What do you think I'm wearing for a mask?
Fighting Sioux.
We're going to have to give it to Brad. We're going to have to give it to Brad. I am. It doesn't say Fighting Sioux, but it is the gorgeous Ben Breen logo. And I hope he got royalties for this. I don't know where my wife... purchase this, but it is the Ben Breen Fighting Sioux logo, North Dakota made, native made logo that the NCAA says is hostile and abusive. That's how woke they are. It's not hostile and abusive to me. It's a Sioux warrior, and I love it, and I wear it with pride. So you're right, Brad. You won.
You're always pushing the envelope, aren't you? There.
So, yeah. I don't know that that's pushing the envelope. It's just standing up for a great. Historic tradition. Brad, hang on. We're going to get you a pair of slippers. Kevin will send you a link. You can take a look at them, and then you can tell us, do you want gray? Do you want black? Do you want slip-on? Do you want moccasins? You tell them what you want, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. We did get a Facebook message from Wes Harvey, and he said Fighting Sioux mask. When did that come in, Leah? If that came in before Brad's call, we'll give him a pair, too. 9:13. Okay, probably about the exact same time. So we'll give it to him as well.
There's one on Slack there too that also came in before. So.
All right. It said Fighting Sioux. Okay, beautiful.
Yep.
All right. So the 269 number and the Facebook message on WDAY Facebook. On the What's on Your Mind Facebook. Okay. All right. Very good. Very, very, very good. All right. Craig in Lake Park is calling. Craig wants to guess what mask I have on. Craig, you're a day late and a dollar short, but we'd love to talk to you. What's on your mind today?
Oh, not the DePaul and Corn here in Lake Park, Minnesota. I thought I didn't hear the answer because I turned the radio down so I could call in. But so what mask do you have on today?
A Fighting Sioux mask with the gorgeous Sioux Warrior logo that Ben Breen so masterfully designed. Yep.
Yeah, I grew up in East Grand Forks, so that's why I was calling in to say Fighting Sioux mask. So
you would have said nice Fighting Sioux too. I'll get you a pair of slippers, Craig. I only can do what? How many is that now? Two for the callers, one for Facebook, one for a text to Todd. There you go. Okay, so those four win. So Craig, hang on. And what we need is, can you email me, Craig? If you just email me, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, and say, Craig from Lake Park, I need the slippers. I'll make sure you get them, and that way we won't get lost. Just email that to me, okay?
Absolutely, sir. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and go
you as well. Did you say you're following corn?
Hauling corn.
Oh, you're hauling Ulan. Corn.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to Ulan. Well, have you been to that PetroServe USA in Ulan?
Absolutely. It's fantastic.
Isn't it, though? They have some great Lenten specials today, and fish sandwich or meatballs if you're there from PetroServe USA, beautiful Ulan, Minnesota. Craig, thanks for listening. Back to more of your calls coming up on What's on Your Mind.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We don't go without our sponsors, without our advertisers, without the folks you hear on all these great five radio stations that carry What's on Your Mind 24/7. Show doesn't go without them, including our friends at Advanced Business Methods, the place you go when you need to upgrade your copier, printer, office equipment. It's where we go. What do we love about them? Well, they're North Dakotans. They're employee-owned. based right here in our communities, which means when we invest in printers and high-end computers and data and analytics and all that, everything they do, we're investing in North Dakota. The 50th anniversary is coming up. Amazing achievement. 50 years. How many businesses last 50, 75, 100 years? You know they're great. They have West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson locations. Find out more about them at abmnow.com. abmnow.com.
They got to be like the busiest fleet, right? I see their vehicles everywhere.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're running around everywhere.
And you know, if we, I'm terrible with printers.
People
I'm like,
need copies.
It doesn't work. And I'm
exactly.
jamming the drawer and,
yep.
and I'm screaming and hollering. And you know, then it's like replace the toner. Oh, well, okay. I guess I could have done that. But if you call them, they walk you through it. They come in. They're great. So you're right. abmnow.com. Here's what I want you to know about a show we have planned for next hour, or I guess a part of this show that I'm pretty excited about. Every Friday, as you know, Senator Kevin Cramer joins us for the Talk Radio Town Hall. And the Talk Radio Town Hall is extraordinary in and of itself with a U.S. Senator every week on this show for an hour, okay? Because you can ask him anything. We don't screen the calls. You can agree with him. You can disagree with him. You can tell him he's wrong, whatever. Well, we have a special guest joining Senator Cramer today for a special Crisis at the Border edition of Talk Radio Town Hall. Because we do have a crisis at the border. Yes, we do. We have a number of crises in this country, but that's one of them. And we also have an administration, Joe Biden and company, that are in denial. It's not just a river somewhere a long way away. Yeah, in Egypt. This is denial on the part of Joe Biden and his team. So it is a crisis. Stephen Miller is an immigration expert. He is a staunch critic of illegal immigration, which in my mind we all ought to be. This shouldn't be something we argue about, folks.
Why is this even a thing?
I mean, the idea that it's okay for somebody to illegally enter our country and wherever they go, place a burden, and it is that a burden on cities, counties, states, is inarguably unfair, un-American, but boy, when you bring this stuff up, you become like a vile, hateful, horrible.
You want people dead. You want people dying.
So
yep.
Stephen Miller in the illegal immigration world, because he's a critic, and obviously in the Trump sphere as a senior advisor, is persona non grata. Now, I don't really consider Vanity Fair journalism myself, but it is a magazine, and they have journalists.
Right, yeah, right.
And they break news. I read a story last night about Stephen Miller, who will be on today, in Vanity Fair. Here's the headline, guys. You ready for this? This is today's idea of journalism.
Okay? I can't wait.
Here you go. The headline, Stephen Miller, hoping to traumatize migrant children from new government post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he's hoping for, I'm sure.
Oh, I think the Senate actually advertised position open, duties include traumatizing migrant children. I think that was the actual job description, and he applied for it and he got it. Listen to the first, I'm not even going to get through the first paragraph without puking, but let me read a couple of lines from the first paragraph that this journalist wrote about our guest next hour. You ready?
Yep.
Remember Stephen Miller? Proud white supremacist? Who parlayed a job working for then-Senator Jeff Sessions into a job in Donald Trump's White House? Was the architect of the administration's family separation policy? Reportedly killed a deal to pay for mental health services for all the migrant children his policies effed up. And they didn't say F. Furiously raced to screw over as many migrants as possible in his last days in power. Once showed up for a TV interview with what appeared to be spray-on hair. Where did that come from? Well, I mean, first of all, we're going down a very twisted description of his views on illegal immigration, and we jump to spray-on hair.
Yeah, and of course, no mention of the homeless population that we already have here, the homeless children, the homeless vets, the problems we're already dealing with. But all that guy wants to do is, make sure that those immigrants die.
I'm halfway through this paragraph. This is epic. In a just world, the end of the Trump administration would have meant the end of Stephen Miller's career. But of course, we don't live in a just world, and there are plenty of people out there who appreciate the deep and abiding hatred Miller has for, wow. wait for it, what does Miller have abiding hatred for? You ready?
People of color.
Non-white people.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
Who weren't born in the United States.
Yep.
Which is why the love child of Mr. Burns and Lord Voldemort, what does that even
Lord
mean?
Lord Voldemort is a Harry Potter thing.
Mr. Burns and Lord Voldemort?
Mr. Burns is from The Simpsons, and Lord Voldemort is from the Harry Potter movies.
They're calling him the love child
yes, yeah.
of two fictional characters.
Right, yeah.
Who, as a reminder, has been this hateful since he was a teenager. May apparently
sure.
rebound from Trump with a Senate gig. Oh, my Lord.
They're out there, man.
Anybody that has that level of hate for any other human being is flat out the devil incarnate. I'm telling you. That is just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Anyway, he'll be here, and you know what? If I was Stephen Miller, I'd wear that article like a badge of honor because it tells you the guy's over the target on everything the swamp hates.
There you go.
And so I love Stephen Miller. I love what he stands for. Doesn't mean he's done everything perfectly. Doesn't mean he's been, you know, maybe he wears spray on hair. I don't care. He's bald as a cue ball for the most part, but, you know, whatever. Whatever. My gosh, these people. You know, I honestly pray for them because anybody that vile, that evil, they need prayer. They have something so stone cold in their heart, you can't even make it up. Anyway, Stephen Miller will be here next hour, and we are going to focus on the border. The border.
I have another one of my awesome analogies for you, too, coming up.
Awesome.
On the border.
You got well, Kevin does these better than anybody, so don't
worry. Here, it'll take just a second.
Well, I wonder if we should save it for next hour, because you could do it with Kevin
I
and
do it
Stephen.
With him. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you right now, Jeff Bezos has agreed to give anybody coming to the country illegally all kinds of support. We'll tell you how that's going to turn out.
Okay. Sorry, I got distracted by a commercial that shouldn't be on TV for Gillette Venus. Have you seen this?
No, I have not.
Did you just see that, Leah? What was that doing on TV? Do you agree with me, or am
what
I being a prude here?
What was Cardi B doing on TV during the Grammys?
Put the microphone up here. Can you just get closer to the microphone there and tell me? This was a Gillette Venus commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the whole commercial?
I saw the last 10 seconds.
Okay. Did you see something where somebody was shaving, a beautiful woman was shaving her legs and upper region?
Yeah.
Should that be on TV? With the words pubic hair next to it? I felt like I was at a Clarence Thomas Senate hearing.
Did you see the Cardi B show at the Grammys?
I mean, what is
come on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my question.
Yeah. What is that doing on? That's a commercial on TV.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm a little desensitized compared to what we already see on TV. That didn't bother me, personally.
Oh, my Lord.
By the way, Scott, they've got commercials for male grooming stuff on TV, too.
You know why I cut the cord, don't you? Yeah, okay. Anyway, I'll regain my composure, and we'll continue the show after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. Give us a call, folks.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As investigators piece together the movements and motive for the suspect in this week's deadly shootings at three Atlanta, Georgia massage parlors, there's debate underway whether he should face hate crimes for the attacks that left eight people dead, including six Asian women. Reports indicate the suspect, Robert Aaron Long, told investigators it was gender motivation, as he is a self-admitted sex addict. The World Health Organization has authorized China to effectively bar American scientists from the probe into the origins of COVID-19. According to the Wall Street Journal on Thursday, the WHO has allowed Chinese officials final say to which American scientists can join the international probe. The House continued partisan politics Thursday, voting to open citizenship for Dreamers. The 228-197 vote was down party lines. Grandstanding. That's the best way to describe U.S.-China summit talks in Anchorage, Alaska, Thursday, with each side taking jabs at each other. The summit does continue Friday. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Things that I could say about Pipers, America's land auctioneer, the folks that do equipment auctions like nobody else. Now, there's other people that are sort of known in the auction world as the equipment auctioneers, but here's the secret of why your next auction ought to be with Pipers. One, we might just show up and broadcast live, and, you know, I know there's an auction coming up for the Lichtys. You know, that's an incredible story. It's an incredible story, that family, and so they've now chosen to have a farm retirement auction. That'll happen in Jamestown on Tuesday, March 30th. I'd love to go hear the whole Lichty family story, you know, and when you get to a point where you say, time for the auction. I mean, that's sometimes means there's not a family member that wants to take over. Sometimes it's the family decision, it's time to sell, whatever. But it's not easy, especially when the farm's been there for generations. I love the stories about, you know, handing that down and all the good times and everything else. And, you know, so if you got a family retirement auction, you just tell the folks at Pipers you want us to come along and they'll arrange all that. We'd love to. And I'd be at that retirement auction if I were you, because that is an incredible lineup of equipment. And here's the secret sauce that comes from the good folks at Pipers, okay? It is the fact that at every machinery auction they have, compared to any other machinery auction, they can show you how they get you more money, how you have more success from that auction. Because the price per item, the price per auction that you put in your pocket, they're crushing it. They're just crushing it. And that's largely because they have a president, Kevin Pipher, that is just, you know, an incredible leader and a great team. Steve Link, Bob Pipher, Jim Sabe. You know, if I start naming all of them, Dave Keller, Dwight Hofflin, Andy Murnick is unbelievable. He's a broker associate on Bowman. And I could go on and on down this list. Alan Butts, our buddy Jim Lackaduck is not part of the team on this earth anymore, but he's part of the heavenly team, one of those guys we lost during COVID. Good man. Great radio guy, too. But there's just a good bunch of folks. John Pierce, one of the new development associates with Pipers, probably knows more buddy. There's more people in the Rolodex of John Pierce than anybody on earth. Was at Concordia College for decades. And if you're thinking about listing your land, want to get a sense of how much your land is worth, call John Pierce at 261-8040 today. 261-8040. You'll never find a more kind, gentle, just genius. He just knows so many people and can get the land price you need. Pipers.com. Tell him Scott sent you. Or call 877-700-4099. Never hurts to give a little extra love to our fine sponsors. By the way, if you want to get in on our border town hall today and have a theory, maybe you have a little analogy like Kevin just gave us that you want to share, or a question you want to ask of Senator Kevin Cramer or Stephen Miller, encourage you to call our 24/7 Be the Buffalo hotline from Oasis Petroleum right now. The good folks at Oasis Petroleum live the the Be the Buffalo mantra, and that's a North Dakota way. Just turn into the storm. Just turn into the storm. And we have a storm right now in the oil and gas industry. So the folks at Oasis Petroleum are in the storm, probably right in the middle of the eye of the storm right now. You know, I mean, challenging times. And we saw a survey this week that Governor Doug Burgum talked about yesterday that NDSU did, a study, I guess you'd call it. The day before that, Ron Ness was on to talk about it. And it tells you where the industry has been Bakken to now. And the most recent numbers available are through 2019. So we don't have the 2020 picture yet, or obviously the 2021 numbers. And some people say, well, yeah, it's coming back nice. It's worn back, you know, $60, $70 oil. It is so far from where it's been, I can't even begin to tell you. I have a friend that owns a unbelievable set of, I can't call them hotels because that would suggest they're just like the rest. They're not. They're cut above. In Watford City, they're as nice as any hotel or motel you'd stay in the Twin Cities. And I'm not going to name the name because he told me this. I don't know if he wanted it for attribution. But he, one day last week, we had five people at that hotel with 100-plus rooms. Five rooms rented. Folks, that's when things people say are going great. They're not going great. They're coming back off the mat, but it's still a challenge. And we ought to care about that. I mean, Lynn Helms, I'll give you a good example. Lynn Helms is the director of mineral resources in the state of North Dakota. And it is his job to help the folks that put the budget together, like the, you know, the brainiacs like Jeff Delzer and others who know the budget backwards and forwards, okay? Ray Holmberg would be an example of that in the Senate, and Jeff Delzer probably does it better than anybody in the House. And they've seen everything. There's nothing new under the sun for them. And so when they look at the numbers, they got to guess, okay, where are we and where are we going to be? And that's no easy deal. Now, we have been born on third base since the Bakken in the great state of North Dakota as it comes to oil and gas revenues. We were born on third base. We didn't have to work very hard to get across the plate. And so it's been pretty easy to do those forecasts. But let me give you one example right now that is the storm cloud on the horizon of the Bakken, and more importantly, for every county, city, township in this state. Every need in this state, not wants, needs. Roads, bridges, water projects, education. We don't know how much revenue is going to come in from the oil and gas arena. And the reason we don't know is both price volatility. There's also the demand issue. We've not fully come back from demand. Planes are just now beginning to fly like at 25% of normal now. So I don't know that number exactly, but it's far from normal. Okay? Planes burn a lot of Bakken crude. Remember Delta? You know what Delta did? They contracted for Bakken oil and said, bring it to our refinery.
Yeah.
And refined it themselves. Genius on the part of Delta, but the problem is when they don't fly, they don't need it.
Right.
So here's the deal. And here's the 800-pound gorilla on the uncertainty. Four letters. What do you think they are? DAPL. D-A-P-L.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is there uncertainty? Scott, there can't be uncertainty. How long have we been debating this? How long has this gone on? And you may remember that some of the people that objected to DAPL happened to be a small group of members of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. I don't for a minute believe that the majority of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe members give one whit about whether or not a pipeline goes where other pipelines have gone and where there's electrical lines and an energy corridor. They don't give one whit about that. They don't legitimately believe it's any kind of a threat to their water for lots of reasons. Engineers could tell you over and over. So much so, the leaders of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe didn't even show up when the Public Service Commission was debating whether or not to site the line, and when the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers was looking at, should we do this, should we not do this, walking the actual pipeline route. Let me repeat, walking the exact pipeline route. Why did they do that? Walk it? They want to see, are there any Native American artifacts? Are there any Native American burial sites? Are there anything sensitive to the Native American community? That's how serious they take this. Okay? They did that and found there was no problem. But Standing Rock Sioux Tribe leaders did not show up. Now, I believe the reason they didn't show up is because they didn't want to legitimize the process. They didn't actually want to ensure that whatever the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Public Service Commission ultimately said and found to be true could be put into a report. So they did the woulda, shoulda, couldas after the fact. And then complained that there was a possible threat to the water at Standing Rock, scaring the enrolled members, scaring the residents about something that had been put through a bulletproof process. A bulletproof process of making sure the environment was safe and every question had been answered. So if you're Energy Transfer Partners and you invest billions and billions of dollars in a process, you go to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for permits, you go to the North Dakota Public Service Commission for permits, you ask for permission, and you put it exactly, exactly where the federal government tells you to put it. Oil flows in it. By oil flowing in it, the extra dollars that go into the coffers of the state of North Dakota, royalty owners' pockets, is unbelievable, almost incalculable, the difference that is made to the value of oil, because the transportation of it is much more cost-effective. And by the way, the water is safer. The roads are safer, because you can't even argue that the safest mode of transport for oil to market is a pipeline. But now, the leaders of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe have sold their soul to Earth Justice, an environmentally extreme, radical organization who continues to sue in federal court the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Dakota Access Pipeline isn't even in this fight because they put the pipeline exactly where the federal government told them to put the pipeline. And the Public Service Commission in North Dakota, blessed. So now the fight from Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, because they were paid millions of dollars to put their name on every Earth Justice suit against DAPL, which gives it standing that is inappropriate, that is not legally sound, because they're a front. They've been bought off and put on that legal standing because of an unseemly agreement. And the biggest threat to the state of North Dakota, as I speak at this moment, is DAPL shutting down. And by the way, that's a long list, because you've got climate action from the Biden administration. You've got federal lands being threatened from any kind of development. You've got, I mean, go down the list. Go look at Wayne Stengem's conference table in his office. I've seen it. It looks like, stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of potential lawsuits and actual lawsuits against the federal government. And we're joining other states to fight those. It's the only way we'll win. It's the only way we have a fighting chance. But the top one, number one on the list, is the threat to the economy, threat to livelihoods and jobs, retirement funds, from DAPL to the state coffers, to every water project, every road project, every building project, everything, every bit of infrastructure. The number one threat is DAPL shutting down. So if I'm a Standing Rock Sioux Tribe member, I would ring Mike Face phone off the hook and say, stop the madness. Get Standing Rock out of this. Stop threatening your neighbors to the north, the MHA Nation, another sovereign nation, and get some common sense. And if you don't, we will. And we'll get new leaders in there until this is fixed. It's bad, folks. Get involved.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming March 2021. Auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties. 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in Oliver County. 700 acres of exceptional cropland and trail in Grand Forks County. 308 acres of productive cropland in Lemoore County. 480 acres of excellent crop and pasture land in Kidder County. And 606 acres of highly productive corn and soybean land in Clay County, Minnesota. View all of these Piper's land auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No scientific studies have shown significant numbers of reinfections of patients previously infected or previously vaccinated. What specific studies do you cite to argue that the public should be wearing masks well into 2022?
Silence! Silence! He shut Fauci up! I can't believe it!
I'm not sure I understand the connection of what you're saying about masks and reinfection. We're talking about people who have never been infected before.
Telling everybody to wear a mask, whether they've had an infection or a vaccine. What I'm saying is they have immunity, and everybody agrees they have immunity. What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You had the vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts.
Oh, yeah, we'd like the facts, buddy. We've been waiting from you for how long? How long have we been waiting for facts for this guy?
The theater again with your theater.
Unbelievable. Say, we have a birthday boy amongst the What's On Your Mind family today, the super producer, Chris Larson.
Happy birthday to you.
Who keeps us going, keeps the show on the rails, books the guests, does Energy Matters. The guy is an Energizer bunny. He does it all from the What's On Your Mind Luther Memorial Home World Headquarters in Mayville, North Dakota. Chris Larson, happy birthday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
My gosh, I can't even believe it. You're 32 is all?
Did you get the car I sent you, by the way?
Yeah, I did, Kev.
Did you say car or card?
Car.
You sent him a car?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Car, truck.
We must be paying Kevin too much because we sent you a car. I did sign a card for you that was full of all kinds of wonderful, kind things. So, you know, that's on the way. I think our own Dustin Moore, who is the manager extraordinaire of Flag Family Media, is delivering that to you today. I don't know if that's a surprise. If it is, I just blew it. But we love you, brother. We appreciate you and wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you, guys. And it's a joy.
Chris has done a lot of work, volunteer work, on behalf of nursing home residents across the state through COVID, and volunteered for a residents committee that the North Dakota Department of Human Services and the North Dakota Long-Term Care Association put together, and he's a warrior. He is. Find him on Facebook today and wish him a happy birthday. Send a kind note to our fine producer. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment is here. He has another Golden Turkey Award to hand out. And then Ron and Mandan, I'm going to get to you next here before we get to the top of the hour. And then, of course, epic border edition of Talk Radio Town Hall, border crisis edition, I should say. Senator Kevin Cramer for a full hour with Stephen Miller, President Trump's senior advisor on the program. Don't forget, I'm live at the border Monday on What's on Your Mind with Tommy Fisher, North Dakota wall builder extraordinaire. We're going to go right down to the heart of the border and show a three-mile demonstration project on the border that is the rave of folks down there. That is, the federal government wouldn't be telling people to stand down. You can't make this up. They're paying them. The Biden administration is paying Tommy Fisher, who has billions of contracts, billions of dollars of contracts, to do nothing. Stand down. We'll keep paying you, but don't build wall. So maybe Texas will wake up and do it themselves. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Hey, great to be with you, Scott.
Do I understand correctly you have another Golden Turkey Award to hand out?
We have handed out the second ever Golden Turkey Award, and we do this by holding a vote. We have four nominees, and then we push it out via email and social media. Thousands of Minnesotans voted in this competition, and we had a clear winner with over 40% of the vote going to the Goose Creek Rest Area, which is up north of the Twin Cities on Highway 35. This is a $7.2 million public bathroom, which features curving glass walls, a lovely pedestrian walkway, which unfortunately is closed at present, exotic Brazilian wood, a beautiful three-dimensional metallic, 12-foot-long 3D representation of Goose Creek, which is a kind of an obscure, geographical feature. It's a beautiful public bathroom, but $7.2 million is a lot of money. And so the Minnesotans who voted in our contest voted for the Goose Creek Rest Area to win the second Golden Turkey Award. And by the way, Scott, we had some fun with this. We actually went up to the rest area to do a press conference and to do a little guided tour of the rest area so people can see what it looks like. And those videos are kind of entertaining. You can find them at our website, americanexperiment.org. We also put up billboards. Now, we put up a billboard 14 miles before you get to the rest area going north on 35, another billboard 5 miles before the rest area, encouraging people to pull over and take a look, with the image of the Golden Turkey on the billboard and Minnesota's nicest rest area. You paid for it. And so a lot of people have been checking out the Goose Creek rest area.
Unbelievable. So actually, you were being very kind. It's actually a $7.2 million place to take a pee.
Yeah. It's got a beautiful walkway I see in your tour, John, that's not open.
Yeah, of course. It's a walkway you can't walk on.
You can't walk on it, yeah.
I'm not sure why. And you have to remind yourself, this is a public bathroom, okay? No one's holding dinner parties here. It's a public bathroom, and it's...
Well, I'd love to meet the person... I'd love to meet the person that went to their boss and said, I think Brazilian wood is what we need for the rest stop and, the curved glass.
Yeah. Right. And one of the things we pointed out, so we're shooting inside the rest area, and you can see through the windows, the curving glass windows, and of course, all you can see for miles around is trees, right? I mean, one thing we have a lot of in Minnesota is trees, and therefore wood. You don't need to go to Brazil to bring wood to Minnesota.
Oh, my gosh. AmericanExperiment.org. Folks, if you're sort of upset with the direction the country's going and want to donate to a 501c3 that does great educational efforts, support this good organization at AmericanExperiment.org. They're worthy of your dollars, and you'll get the great Thinking Minnesota magazine, too, and contribute to more of the Golden Turkey. Thanks, John. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved one's needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.